This is Ozarks at Large. It's 594 days until Election Day 2014. In political terms, that's almost tomorrow. Candidates are already releasing position statements, campaigning, and, of course, raising funds. Former Arkansas Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter is, as of now, the only formally announced candidate seeking the Democratic nomination. He recently sat down with Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas. Roby asked him why he was seeking this office instead of other possibilities.
Well, I think that the state of Arkansas has a great number of issues in front of it. We've made some good progress, but from the governor's position, I think best position to advance the state. And for the last 30 years, I've been concerned about education and economic development in Arkansas, and we have some ideas that we're going to put out there about how to advance that. Roby, all my life, Arkansas has been either 48th or 49th in almost everything that matters. We're beginning to make some good progress, but we have a ways to go, and it's going to take leadership and, I think, new ideas to help advance us.
I know you're going to tell me that the response to your announcement has been overwhelming. Every politician tells me the response has been overwhelming.
Right.
So I have typically noticed that the person who raises the most money does pretty well. Right. I go back to your 2010 race, very competitive with you and Senator Lincoln.
Right.
Are you going to report $1 million on your first campaign finance report?
I tell you what, Roby. I'm going to hold off until April 15th when that finance report is due. Let me just say that I have been gratified by the response that I've received from previous donors and new donors. But more importantly, I've been gratified by the response of volunteers all over the state of Arkansas. You know this as a guy who's been involved in campaigns before, how difficult it is, particularly early on, to have people volunteer for your campaign. And so I'm happy to tell you that we have over 400 volunteers all over the state who have already said, you know, we're in and we'd like to help. Now, look, fundraising is obviously important, but we'll leave that story for another day.
You can tell me if it's going well or not.
It's going well.
Okay. You've been a supporter of the Regnet Populist effort to reform state ethics.
Yes.
One of the provisions of that initiative is that it would eliminate contributions from corporations or unions. Are you going to abide by that rule in this campaign, even though it's not the law of the land?
Well, no, here's the deal. When you're in a competitive race, when you're in an athletic competition, you operate under the rules of the game at the time. Now, I would like to see those rules changed, but I owe it to my supporters and I owe it to running the best possible campaign to abide by the rules as they exist. And that's what we're going to do. So we will be very aggressive within the current rules. But that doesn't take away from the fact that I'd like to see those rules change.
All right. Supporters say you're a maverick in the political process. Some say you're too liberal. You and I have discussed some areas where you consider yourself
right.
very conservative,
right.
and there's obviously room for moderation in politics. Daily
okay.
Coast, popular mm-hmm. national left-of-center blog, says
yep.
this about your 2014 governor's bid. This should be a race that progressives should be very excited about. Halter is a true progressive Democrat who was bold enough to stand up for gay rights in the state of Arkansas and was despised by the political establishment. Who or what is this political establishment and why do they despise
well,
you?
Well, let me just say this. I don't know who they're referring to, and I'm unaware of being despised by whoever that is. But let me say this. Look, all this stuff is kind of fun in its own way. Now, I think it is fair to say that the folks who have who are ingrained in the political process and have a stake in it and don't want to see things changed, they're not likely to be the folks who are going to rally to my campaign. But for those folks who'd like to see education improve in the state of Arkansas, for those folks who'd like to see new ideas, for those folks who'd like to see a businessman bring a businessman's perspective to government, I think I'm going to do pretty well among those audiences. And for the people who are going to really resonate with new ideas, I think we're going to do very well.
Tell me how you self-describe your politics.
Oh, well, look, it doesn't have a one-word label. If there is a one-word label, that the first one I would reach for is Arkansan. The next one I would reach for is American. Maybe if you want to go to a third, say pragmatist, problem solver. You know, my experience in public and private organizations is actually getting things done, and sometimes very difficult things. And that's what we need to do in Arkansas. We've got some difficult things that will pay off very well, but we need to get them done. Now, in terms of liberal, moderate, progressive, conservative, all that stuff, it varies by the issue. I will match my record of fiscal responsibility with any person that's considering running for governor. Look, I was part of a team that balanced the federal budget for the first time in 30 years, and perhaps the last time in 30 years. I would say that as the leader, the chief operating officer of Social Security, we cut expenses while at the same time delivering better service. Now, I've been on the board of directors of 10 private sector high-tech companies. I doubt anybody in that boardroom would be using a label like liberal or moderate or conservative. You don't talk in those terms in a corporate boardroom. When you're trying to get a business established, you talk about what works. You talk about investing. You talk about what's going to be successful for the company. You talk about meeting a bottom line. So all of this stuff, I mean, look, there's no person that I know that could be appropriately summarized in a one-word label, and I just reject the idea of doing it.
All right. Let's talk about a couple of issues at the legislature right now. As governor, would you have signed or vetoed the abortion measures that passed?
Look, your constitutional responsibility, if you're told that the bills are unconstitutional, your responsibility is to veto them and to say to anybody that'll listen, these measures are going to be overturned in court. You know, the only oath that you swear as a governor when you're inaugurated, it's an oath I've taken at least twice in my life, once leading the Social Security Administration, another time as Lieutenant Governor. You raise your right hand, you put your left hand on the Bible, and you swear to uphold the Constitution of the state of Arkansas and the Constitution of the United States. And if you're informed that a bill is unconstitutional, you have no choice. You have to oppose it.
All right. The discussion right now at the state capitol is to move Medicaid expansion dollars into the health insurance exchanges as a private option.
Yeah.
Are you pleased with the direction that that debate has taken?
Let me say this. What I am pleased by is that the probability of Arkansas getting a massive infusion of federal dollars to advance health care for our citizens looks like that the probability of that happening is increasing. Keep in mind, when the legislative session started, given that 75% requirement that's in both houses to enact this, there was real doubt about whether that was going to happen. And what would have happened if, and still would happen, if Arkansas rejects this opportunity, you would have Arkansas taxpayers paying their federal tax dollars to provide health care for citizens of other states while not getting access to that health care for Arkansans. That just makes no sense.
60 seconds here. A variety of tax cut measures on the table. We got capital gains tax cuts. We got the governor's grocery tax reduction. You've got some small business targeted taxes. And then you've got income tax bracket reform. Yeah. Do you have a preference on any of those?
Look, I would say this, that what we need to be doing with tax policy is what we need to be doing across the board with policy in the state of Arkansas. That is to do the maximum amount that we can after funding the needs of the government, because we have a balanced budget requirement. We need to do the maximum amount we can to provide people with incentives for job growth. And we also need to make sure that those taxes are fair, that middle-income Arkansans don't wind up unfairly handling the burden of taxation.
Roby Brock talked to Democratic gubernatorial nominee candidate Bill Halter in Little Rock. You can hear more from the conversation at talkbusiness.net. Support for TalkBusiness.net on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from 4 offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at aecc.com.